So I'm here with Nikki Lee, star of Agent Recon. I guess I'll start off with what brought you to this project just to begin with. Like, what was kind of your journey from don't know what Agent Recon is to now I'm in Agent Recon and it's coming out?
Yes, of course. First of all, love your background. That's super cool. Well, honestly, I mean, I'd have to really thank Mark Tillman casting. I mean, he was able to see me as this character, and it's incredible that he's able to have such an eye for like outside of a headshot, if you will, right? And so that was really the whole start of it, right? That's the reason I was even put on this amazing set and in this amazing movie. So I would have to say, start with casting.
Yeah. And what got you into just acting in general?
Honestly, I had always wanted to act. I just didn't know that was really possible. I started with modeling in my life, and from there I got like a cameo in a movie. And as I was on set and seeing like, I mean, 'cause it was like a multi-million dollar film, so it wasn't no small budget, and I was looking at this and like everyone just running around and having the same goal and everyone like being a family. And then I got in front of the camera for my scene, and then it was over, and I was like, no, wait, I really want to, like, what was that? That was like not enough time, you know? They're like, no, thank you so much, you did such a great job. I'm like, no, like I don't care. Like, I want more time. Like, what is this? I was like, okay, so I gotta go do this, right? And I just felt like, next steps, what are next steps? And I was told, okay, well, you're gonna need to, maybe go to some acting classes, you're gonna need to get more experience, get an agent, get a manager, do all these things. So I did, and I did all that. And then I, now just project to project and learning along the way, honestly. So yeah.
Yeah, and you've been in a bunch of stuff. So, like, with some tools you've kind of picked up along the way, like as far as like acting, so like what were you able to do in say Agent Recon, for example, that like you might not have had that tool in a earlier project?
Okay. Well, like for Agent Recon, there was a lot more higher stakes. So, that's a kind of a term we use like in the acting world of like how you're going to show up in a scene and what's going to drive it in your acting. And so I feel like this one was a lot higher stakes. Also just like kind of that the undertone, like the underlining tone of the whole project, very like kind of badass, like just very primal even, And so and like honor and like doing what you got to do, and like, and so those are things that I hadn't really had to feel per se in any of my other roles. So that was actually something that was really amazing to tap into. And from like other, other projects and stuff like that, it's just you learn, you also get to take on different personalities, and you get to learn based on kind of the tone of the room. And also having like, Mark Singer next to me a lot of the time, he's incredible. So just being able to kind of even get little tidbits for, from him, or even just get the pacing or the toning of the whole set or this scene. And yeah, there's like a lot of personality even you can take from each moment to moment that you're on set.
Yeah. Have you had not including Agent Recon, of course, because everyone will see that, but like, has there been another project that you worked on in the past where you're like, or maybe a scene or something where you were in there, you're like, I really nailed it right there, that you're particularly proud of?
Oh wow. Honestly, if I go into like how proud I am of myself in a scene or something, it'd have to be I was in a Turkish movie called I Love You Too. Steve Guttenberg plays my father, and I have to speak Turkish because my husband's Turkish And I had to learn Turkish in a week and a half. I literally had to learn how to read and write it. And I went there, went to Istanbul and to Turkey to film this. And I did not know. I auditioned in English and they flew me out there. And we just kind of sat down with what they said was a translator. And 2.5 hours in, I'm not able to make the sound. And I start to cry. And I'm like, why am I doing this? And she's like, well, you're the lead of this movie. And I'm like, I know. And she's like, it's a Turkish movie. I'm like, I know, I'm in Turkey, you know? And she's like, but it's in Turkish. And I'm like, what? Like, nobody told me this. So the fact that I really did learn this language and I was actually really good at it, it was really awesome. And I think that was one of my proudest moments, really. And even like when I got to the premiere back in Turkey and just being able to see myself on screen and speaking a whole other language, like not Spanish, you know, like not something that's like kind of more in that grasp. Like you're like, okay, I can figure this out. But in Turkish, so that's, I would say that's like my next proudest moment.
That sounds incredibly challenging because not only do you have to learn the language, but you have to like you're acting, so you have to learn like inflections and certain little details like that.
That's why I had to know the language. Like I had to literally understand how to sentence structure. I had to understand where they emphasize in their sentences. So yeah, it was the most challenging thing I've ever done, but I did it and it's out there for the world to see. So like that's an accomplishment.
Hats off to you there. That I certainly couldn't do that. Also, you talk about like your first time on set, it was like kind of a blink and you miss it sort of thing. It just kind of went by real quick. But you've also done TV, and that's got to be the other side of that coin. Like, being with the same people for a long time, and then eventually, like everything things in, and then you gotta is that harder to walk away from than a movie where you're just kind of there and then gone?
Well, I mean, depending also on the movie, and how long you're filming, you could be with like a new family, you know, and it can be really hard to walk away as well. I definitely feel depending on the TV show, right? Like if it's a long series, then of course, you know, you have your family. Now, let's say, what if we don't get along? You know what I mean? Like, what if everybody there doesn't get along? So it really depends
Acting.
on like how close you are. Not saying that I honestly have been very lucky to where every set I've been on, everything has been like I've had some beautiful relationships come from each one of the projects I've ever been on. So I feel very fortunate. However, you were just asking generally, so I'm like, depends, right? Like how much everyone really vibes. That I think is the hardest. But then, you know, if you have a strong bond, then there's a connection there for life. And it could be bittersweet to end, of course, but it's also really exciting then to have more people in your tribe and to cheer you on, and you get to cheer other people on. So it just becomes a bigger and more spread out spider web of awesomeness, I guess.
Nice. Well, we have a what's in the box segment. Each week we have a box full of movie recommendations, and each week we'll pull one out and watch it for the following week. And we have people put movies into the box, and these are movies that are either really personal to you or a movie that maybe you saw recently or a long time ago that that movie's really good and no one ever talks about it. What's a movie you would like to put into the box?
Okay. Wow. I mean, besides Agent Recon.
Oh, obviously, everyone's already going to watch
Obviously,
that.
yes, of course. First day. Let's see. Honestly, one of my favorite all-time movies that really touched me personally and is an incredible film. What Dreams May Come with Robin Williams.
Yes. Yeah, that's great pick. And what was the movie again that you had to learn Turkish for? Because I figure you did the work. I might as well learn Turkish and then watch it without subtitles. It seems only
Oh
fair.
God, good luck. Okay. It's called I Love You Too. So it's spelled out AyLavYuTuU. So it's like phonetically spelt.
Okay.
But yeah, so that's out. And you can also, Steve Guttenberg is also in it, which is really cool. So that's a way you can like find it. But yeah, it's I think it's on Amazon. I think it was on Amazon Prime, I know, out in Turkey for sure.
Yeah. Well, Agent Recon comes out on digital and on demand June 21st. Nikki, thank you for joining me today.
Thank you. Yeah,
Yeah.
everyone go out June 21st, like first day. Let's pop off. Let's get those numbers up, baby. Thanks.
All right. Thank you much.
Take